You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about habits to avoid when you're working from home. I'm writing this post as I'm actually between homes. We are moving with my wife from Toronto to Rome. At this point, I am not in my condo. I am not at destination yet. So we are in between homes and I needed to really talk about this post because I can see the amazing results that I'm having right now just because I'm avoiding these crazy points that you need to take care of as well, all right? Point number one, constantly snacking. This is something that a lot of people do when they work from home. They get somewhat, you know, bored or tired and whatnot, and the first thing they do, they walk over to the fridge, they grab something to drink or they grab something to eat. Maybe it's even coffee. They have to do something. And if you think about it, the more you resort to eating or drinking coffee when you're bored, when you don't know what to do, the worse it's going to be for your productivity. If you drink too much coffee, you're not going to fall asleep at night and it's going to disrupt your entire productivity schedule. Same thing with eating. It's going to slow you down. Make sure to have, you know, sometimes during the day, a lunch in the afternoon for a quick snack, whatever it is, but then go back and follow your path. Don't get distracted, just as if you were in an office. Point number two, waking up at a different time every day. That is a productivity killer, guys. Make sure to always wake up at a certain time. I don't have anywhere to go in the morning, but my alarm goes off at 6:30 a.m. every single day. I like that because it's predictable. I like that because I know that when I wake up early, I can do amazing work right away. And I don't really have to worry about changing my schedule every day based on when I wake up. This is going to be amazing for you. So again, if you start working from home today, make sure to always set up your alarm at the same time. And I would even go further, one more step, saying do the same thing on the weekends. I mean, if you have your alarm at 6:30 a.m. during the week, maybe you want to wake up right at 6:30 during the weekend, but wake up at 7:30. Make sure not to wake up too late, because even if you wake up once, let's say 10, 11 a.m., it's going to take you a couple of days to get adjusted to the old schedule. So make sure to keep it consistent. Point number three, not committing to an exercise routine. It's very easy, again, guys, to get stuck in your old ways, especially if you work from home and you don't have anywhere to go and you're comfortable in your pajamas or whatever it is you're wearing at home. You don't want to leave the house. You're like, why would I have to go for a run or why would I have to hit the gym today? Make sure to work out at least once a day for 30, 35 minutes at least so that you can get out of your comfort zone. Remind yourself that you're not just, you know, some sort of a couch potato sitting at home. You're doing great work from home, but nonetheless, you're doing great work. Point number four, having the TV on in the background. I know a lot of people would tell me, De Niro, I need something in the background to keep me company. Again, that's average thinking. That's average talking. You are there at home not to chill, not because you can't stand working somewhere else, but because right now, as a solopreneur or as an entrepreneur that's starting out, you have the chance to work from home. So make the best out of it. Don't fall back into your old ways, into your lazy ways. Make sure to turn off the TV or anything that distracts you. Do amazing work early in the morning, all day, up to whatever time it is. But again, do not mix leisure with work, because that's the killer of productivity. If you have something in the background that distracts you, you're going to be working for 5 to 6 hours in front of your computer. You're going to tell yourself that you've done crazy amount of work today. But reality is that your focus was split. You had something in the background. You had some TV in the background, some maybe music with words in the background that got you distracted. Work time is for work. You want to always be mindful of that. Do not mix pleasure with work, because when that happens, again, you're going to slow down. You're not going to enjoy working from home in the long run because you're not going to feel productive. So I hope you enjoyed the short episode of Up Your Game. And until next time, up your game.